believe it.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is Councillor Nosiba Balo Qhubeka, who is our guest for this segment. And she's talking to us about emotional wellness. Councillor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me in the new year.
So, I don't know whether you're having us on speaker or you're far from your device. Can you kindly just come closer to the device so I can be able to hear you nice and audibly? There's a bit of an echo there when we talk to you.
There's a bit of an echo?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let me something. But you are not on speaker.
Yeah, I don't know what then could be the issue. It's still as okay. Let's continue. It's just not as crisp as we would appreciate it to be. Okay, first, define for us what emotional wellness is.
Emotional wellness, I can say, is having the ability actually to just successfully handle life stresses and just be able to adapt as well to change at different times. And I think I must just make an example to make it simpler for everyone to just understand and grasp it. For example, how you feel can actually affect your ability to carry out your everyday activities, even your relationships, and also just your overall mental health. So emotional wellness is that ability to handle life stresses, be able to adapt to change, and also in different times as well.
So how can one enhance self-awareness to better understand and recognize their own emotions?
Self-awareness on its own, when we talk about self-awareness, I think maybe let me just try and define certain terms on the question itself, because you're saying how can one enhance self-awareness to better understand and recognize their own emotions. So self-awareness and is what the foundation of understanding the emotions zakho okanye your emotional state, and also it just involves what you must be able to recognize your own emotions as they arise and also understand the reasons behind them. So how can one enhance self-awareness? Number one, cultivating mindfulness. We all know that mindfulness has to do with one being aware and also just accepting the whatever is happening in terms of their emotional state.
Right.
And you become more internal, and they become more internal. For example, maybe let me just make this example. You know, let's say you wake up in the morning and you're feeling some type of way, anxious. I'm just making an example. Or you're feeling a bit more stressed, but you can't really pinpoint. So what mindfulness will do is that it will tell you to actually just take a step back and then open room for you to understand your emotions and just be able to understand and handle how you respond to the situation. Let me make another example. I remember, I think it was 2 weeks back, my dad is calling me, he's a pensioner. He's calling me and he's saying, the DSTV has not been paid. My sister is supposed to be the one taking care of that. My DSTV has not been paid. And I can hear the frustration as he's speaking to me. But, you know, when he called me, I remember on the day, I was just frustrated as well, as in terms of how things are just not going well on my side. And imagine, he's calling just about a DSTV. That's what I said in my heart. And my dad is just calling me just about a DSTV that is not paid. And I remember I was so irritable as well on my side and just frustrated. But, you know, after the call, I had to take a step back, because I could recognize that I was unable to listen to him fully as to what is frustrating him about the DSTV not being paid. Number two, also my response towards whatever was frustrating him as well on that particular point was not I did not show compassion as well. I did not show empathy. So one of the things that we can do is to actually just reflect back, take a step back, and reflect and just recognize as to what is happening with me before I could be able to handle his situation on the other side.
I hear you.
I hope it makes sense.
I hear you. Loud and clear. So you're saying the things we can do is to take a step back and reflect. Because I was just about to ask what practices and activities that contribute to a deeper understanding. And you're saying that is you taking a step back and reflecting. So give us then strategy. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Number one would be self-awareness. Remember we said it's all about recognizing our emotions as they arise and also understand the reasons behind them.
Right.
Because I was able to pick up my frustration with him telling me about the TV was that things are not going well on my side. Mm-hmm. So now I can't help, number one. Number two is that for me, that is not a lot. It's not really a problem. But when I took a step back, I had to understand that he's a pensioner.
Yeah.
And it's a soccer season. He's a man. It's the soccer season. So honestly, he really wants to have his TV. And he doesn't really have anything to do during the day.
Right.
And then number two, journaling as well can help us. As when you journal, you gain clarity and you gain insight into your emotional landscape.
Yeah.
You know, when you're feeling, for example, consistently anxious or just stressed about something, remember when you journal, you put pointers down. So you are able to go back to your journal entries and then identify patterns, trigger patterns, or just identify the patterns in your journal so that you can be able, when you take a step back and reflect, it will help you to actually develop a better understanding of ourselves and our emotional responses to whatever situation at that particular time.
So how does emotional regulation contribute to maintaining composure and making rational decisions?
Oh, okay. Emotional regulation is you being self-aware, number one, is the ability to recognize, manage, and respond to your emotions. So number one, when one is self-aware, the individual is able to identify their emotional state and the impact it may have on their decisions in terms of just making the impact it will have on their decision, on their decisions as they make them, as you navigate life on a daily basis. So this self-awareness, it will allow you to take the necessary steps to recognize your emotion and also just to prevent those impulses or irrational decisions along the way as you navigate life on a daily basis. And I think some of the things that actually just really help when it comes to emotional regulation is to have a balanced and controlled around your emotions and emotional reactions, just staying calm during challenging situations as well, and just being able to manage your stress level.
Right.
Also, I think it's important as well. Remember, the people as well that we surround ourselves, it's very important. If you surround yourself with people that are always negative, believe you are going to have challenges whenever you're with stress, and you have to respond to that situation at that particular moment. So be mindful of the people you surround yourself with. Number two, whatever you take in, especially social media, you know, we always want to know what is happening out there.
Right.
So even the content that you read, it's important that you must be mindful.
Right, indeed. Yes. Whatever you take in, you're going to take out. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Right. So let's talk about mindfulness, because you touched on it. How can mindfulness practice contribute to the effective coping with challenging emotional situations?
Oh, okay. You know, we need to practice mindfulness because it will help you actually to be fully present in the moment. You know, we live busy lives.
Mm.
Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you are even unable to remember the dream that you had last night or during the early hours of the morning because we are always in a rush. We are always having to do, we always have tasks, things that we need to do. Just an example, you have pressure at work and there's just so much going on and that needs to be done. So mindfulness helps us to actually be fully present in the moment.
Yeah.
Also to be able to observe our thoughts
yeah.
and our emotions without judgment.
Absolutely.
That's the trick, without judgment. Whatever you are feeling, just take a step back and ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? What could be happening? And you will have the answer right there, because you took a step back and you were able to reflect. And also, we'll talk about meditation as well, because it helps you to be more calmer and reduce stress as well.
Right.
So you incorporate the two, practice mindfulness and meditation. Also, just engaging on hobbies that you like, because I know we have busy schedules, we have busy lives, there's just so much to do. But also just doing the things you love.
Yeah.
It helps us to be in line with whatever is happening in our lives and the things that are surrounding us. And also the stresses. Remember, if you have a hobby, I believe you me, you do something that you enjoy on a daily basis, or three times in a week, it's going to be so fulfilling, even if it's just something so small, like
right.
doing your gardening,
right.
or just playing your favorite music, or
yes.
just taking a walk. You
yeah.
know, those
yeah.
things will really help us to just ground ourselves.
Yeah.
Because remember, with life happening, I remember Blosser said something so powerful. He said that we need at some point to confront our traumas or our past. So what mindfulness does, it doesn't look at the past, it doesn't look at the future, but it helps you to just look at the now and what can you do now,
yeah.
now.
Okay, mm. all right. Easier said than done. There are some things that I would like to do that I'm sure if it would be okay for me to do them. I would love to do them, but...
yeah, yeah.
Okay, final question. In what ways does cultivating present moment awareness enhance emotional well-being?
You know, like I said before, we live in a fast-paced and also just a chaotic world. There's just so much that is happening.
Right.
And I think when we do that, it allows us as individuals to just engage with the present moment fully
yeah.
rather than just being caught up in the frustrations. I was unable to finish my task at work
yeah.
yesterday, and I need to do it this morning. I need to make a call to make sure that so-and-so has done their part. I need to call just to make sure that the cookies that are supposed to come and the drinks for that lunch that we're having at work are already in place.
Right.
So there's just so much that is happening. So, so cultivating the present moment awareness will enhance our emotional being and actually just the benefits, reduce stress, improve our mental health, enhance concentration and cognitive functioning. It will increase as well our self-awareness, and it will just lead to better understanding of our thoughts,
mm.
our emotions and our behaviors, and just paving the way to personal growth and development. So all the things that I've mentioned, I mean, it's a broad topic on its own. It doesn't
yes.
need 30 minutes, it's an hour fully
Indeed.
For everyone to just understand. But all these three combined together, if you can master emotional regulation, if you can master mindfulness and just self-awareness, believe you me, life is going to be so easy. I'm not saying there are not going to be challenges. Definitely,
right.
there will
right.
be challenges. And I think one of the things that I'm forgetting is also just seeking social support. That is important.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
People wanting to promote cancel culture.
Mm.
We can't have cancel culture in this day and time. We need each other. We need to educate each other.
Mm.
And hence we have things like setting boundaries so that
yeah.
we have healthy relationships.
Yeah.
So seeking social support, and it can even mm-hmm. go further. Seek for professional help as well.
Yeah.
If you can see that responding, your response to emotional situations, be it at work,
right.
be it at home, be it with friends and family,
mm.
go for therapy, go for counseling, seek help out there, and then someone will actually navigate the journey with you and teach you different exercises. Because remember, we hardly even sleep. We hardly
yeah.
even have sufficient sleep. That 8 hours that we need,
right.
regular exercise as well. Some of us are unable to infuse that in our daily lives.
Right.
And just a balanced diet. We live on takeaways. Believe you me, we live on takeaways. So
yes.
if we will seek professional help, that as well will help us to
yeah.
just enhance our well-being and be able to just navigate life as it has hurdles and
yeah.
challenges.
Yeah. Got it mm-hmm. loud and clear. There's somebody who was eating well, healthy. I nearly mentioned what this person was eating, but healthy stuff. And I suppose I also need to consider the issues of healthy eating habits. All right. Thank you very much, counselor. We really appreciate your insights, your time. We really appreciate you giving us some advice. A lot to chew on. Hopefully we will we will apply it in our lives. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.